Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, good. I've got a slide up here to guide my talk today. It's just one slide, really simple. Can you read that? Two words, or is it one word? I'm not sure. We're going to talk about that today. My friends, what's the difference between something being impossible in your life and something being possible? Can something that's impossible become possible? Wow, no way. That goes against the very definition of impossible. Impossible says it can never be done. You know, as I think about that question here, and by the way, it comes from our text. I'll get to that in just a second. As I think about that question, impossible and possible, there are two reasons, I think, why things become impossible. The first is, we look inside ourselves and we realize we don't have enough strength, we don't have enough power inside to do that challenge that is right out in front of us. So we put up our hands and we say, it's impossible. Have you ever done that before? If I were to go climb Mount Hood in about a week, you see, without any kind of training or skill development, I think I'd start out on that hike relatively okay. And I think I could face maybe the first challenge or the second challenge along that path or along that way. But you see, on the journey all the way to the top, there would be a challenge that would come my way in which I would put my hands up and say, it's impossible. Looking inside and seeing that I don't really have the ability to do that. I took my girls hiking or kind of rope climbing about a month ago, and I'm really weak. I was the sorest person the next day. They were happier than all get out. We say it's impossible when we look inside and we see that we don't have much inside of us, not much strength. That can happen with our own faith journey with God. We can journey along with God in this faith journey. And we can see God in our lives. We can see him speaking to us in his word. And then a challenge comes in our life that unsteadies us, and we stumble a little bit. And we look inside of ourselves, and there's enough strength to get through it maybe. But then a second challenge comes. And we look inside of ourselves to see if we can muster enough faith to gut it through and grind it out. And if we approach faith that way, there's going to be a time in which we look inside and there's absolutely nothing inside, and we'll even throw up our hands and say, it's impossible to believe in God. So that's one way we come to that conclusion. Impossible is when we look inside and try to find strength and there's nothing inside. Another way that we say something is impossible is when we look at the resources around us and we calculate if we've got enough around us. And if we calculate and we see that we don't have enough, we throw up our hands and say, it's impossible. Take, for example, the idea of solving world hunger. What an admirable and wonderful thing to accomplish, undoubtedly. But then when you consider all the resources that are needed to do such a thing, by the way, it would take $100 billion to take care of world hunger in the world. Does anyone have $100 billion in their pocket today? Okay. See, at some point, you look at the resources around you, and tackling a wonderful thing like world hunger, you might raise your hands up and say, it's impossible. Or take, for example, an even more relevant topic. How about homelessness in our community? Got to count all the resources available to tackle that particular topic. And I'm not an expert. We got many more people in the congregation that have dealt with this more than I have. But from what I understand, there's a lot of resources that need to come into play. Building of homes of some kind, subsidizing of houses, building up of resources in schools, the training of people so that they can hold jobs and contribute. Estimates say that it's about $20 billion a year to take away homelessness in the United States. Anyone have $20 billion? No? All right. When you count the resources, you see, I gave big examples, but it could be small examples, but I'm just teaching today. How do we get to saying something's impossible? This is how it happens. Either you don't have the strength inside and you say it's impossible, or you look at all your resources that you have and you come to the conclusion, I can't do it, it's impossible. How does it feel to say it's impossible? Is that like an uplifting feeling? Not really. Kind of shrug your shoulders and kind of get downtrodden a little bit when you say something's impossible. My friends, it's my belief that Jesus came to change that word, impossible, to possible. And Jesus does it by teaching the truth of the kingdom of God. It's right here in our parable from Mark chapter 4. You see, when we're involved with the kingdom of God, all things are possible. The I am drops. It's possible.